It's Reading with Rella B.
Rella B.
I just have one question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
To come along with me.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
To imagine with Rella B.
Friends, it's Rella B, and if you're new here, welcome! I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we're going to be doing today. First, we're going to get our brains and our bodies ready with some stretching and a riddle, and then we're going to have a guest come on and share a story with us. I am so excited, so let's go ahead and get our bodies ready. We're going to take our arms and reach as far wide as we can go. Just always make sure that you're mindful of the space that you're in. So if you're in a small space, you can make little movements, but just stretch your arms out to your side and then wiggle your fingers. Now stretch your arms out in front of you and wiggle, wiggle, wiggle those fingers. Then put your arms above your head and wiggle your fingers. Now you can pull your arms back as if you were a goalpost and then stretch, stretch, stretch. Now we're gonna go ahead and bring our hands to our head and we're gonna gently squeeze our head. And then we're gonna tap, 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 tap our head. Bring our fingers down to our neck and then bring our tapping fingers down to our shoulders, over our collarbone, down to our chest, and then pat your tummy, and then go to your legs and pat, pat, pat with your whole hand. And then you can pat all the way up and down your legs. Now we're gonna go ahead and stretch out our legs. We're gonna take our foot and point our toe. So you're standing on one foot, or if you're sitting down, just put one foot out and point your toe, and then flex your foot. And then we're gonna point and flex, point and flex. And now we're gonna go to our other foot. We're gonna stretch out our leg and then point your toe and point, flex. All right, we're gonna finish with a great big hug. Give yourself a big hug. Big hug. Okay, and now you know what time it is. It's time for Rella's Riddle. So if you're new here, this is how Rella's Riddle works. I'm gonna give you three hints and then a few seconds to guess. All right? Hint number one. Uh-oh. Sometimes we do something by accident, like spilling milk. What's that called? Hint number two. It's when you try your best, but something doesn't always go as planned. Hint number three. Remember, everyone makes these sometimes, even grown-ups. Can you guess what it is? Good job! If you guessed a mistake or oopsie daisy, then you would be correct. And today we're gonna have an awesome author come and share her book with us. And it's called Oops! So let's go ahead and get her.
Oh my goodness, guys! Have you ever made a mistake? Once, I spilled a whole cup of milk all over the table and it dripped on the floor and I tried to clean it up, but it just got bigger. And sometimes making a mistake can be so stressful. But we have a friend here today that is going to be sharing an amazing story with us. And it's about a girl who makes mistakes too. So let's go ahead and welcome our friend. This is Miss Terry. Hi, Miss Terry.
Hi, you guys. Nice to be on your show today.
Yes, thank you so much for being here with us. So I heard you had a story that was about someone who makes mistakes. Is that true?
Yes, it's little Gracie, and she's on her way to having a great day, but she has a little oops come along here and there.
Oh, my goodness. So what is your book called?
Oops.
That is such a great name. So we would love to hear oops if you're ready to share it with us.
I sure am. I can share a little sample for you. It says, do you ever feel frustrated when things don't go quite right? Or has everything gone haywire when you've tried with all your might? I'm Gracie and I do my best. I always start things with cheers and whoops, but sometimes things get mixed up and all my wonderful grandpa hears is oops. One day, when I helped with breakfast dishes, oops, I broke 3 plates and chipped 1 cup. But oops was just the start of my helpful washing up. I washed everything, including bowls and a plastic bottle with a cork. And additionally, I even washed each and every fork. Then I stacked the other dishes and began to wash my spoon. Oops, I forgot and left the tap on, so the sink filled up very soon. Grandpa to the rescue. He brought the water to a stop. He helped me clean the mess up with his handy mop. Next morning, I spotted Grandpa planting flowers in the yard. I confidently told myself, I'll go and help him out. That work doesn't look so hard. Grandpa Albert mopped his brow and took some time to sit and think. I took him out some lemonade, but oops, I spilled his yellow drink. Would he be upset I'd soaked him? Would I see my grandpa frown? Thank you, Grace, he laughed. You really helped me to cool down. Oops means it's an accident, he grinned and gave a shrug. Then he picked me up and gave me a great big lemonade-y hug. Well, Grace, my grandpa smiled, can you help me pull these weeds? We've got a lot of work to do. Would you like to plant some seeds? He showed me how to pull the weeds out, dig a bigger hole, and pop the seeds inside. Then we finished with some water. I'm so glad we did it, I excitedly cried. I'll just sit a spell, my grandpa said. Then he fell into a doze, while I dug a great big hole and then filled it with water from the hose. As I dug out in the garden, I saw wiggly worms and slugs. I finished gardening, I thought. Now I'll collect some bugs. I woke up Grandpa later on to show him what I collected. But when he rubbed his eyes, oops, things were not quite as I expected. I proudly showed the bugs I carefully placed inside the box, but oops, my stick insects were twigs and all the snails were really rocks. And oops, I left that hose on. Water was again out of control. And pesky birds were pinching my seeds while water filled the hole. The dog came to join the fun, running round and round in loops, which made the hole a mud bath, and then he rolled right in it. Oops. I tried and tried to undo all that had been done, but everyone was having so much fun. Grandpa's parrot happily rode the writhing hose. The other birds kept eating seeds. I guess that's how it goes. When the dog had finished rolling and his squelching and his splashing, he jumped right out and shook the mud all over my mom's clean washing. This wasn't meant to happen, but I'd gotten in a muddle. But before I could feel sad, Grandpa Albert gave me a cuddle. Don't worry, Grace, we'll fix all this before your mom gets back. With Grandpa's help and patience, we'll quickly be on track. We still had time to fix my mom's special birthday cake, so we headed to the kitchen, planning what we both could bake. Grandpa got my paints for a lovely card I wanted to design, then gathered cake ingredients and laid everything in a line. But oops, I spilled the paint and flour. It was such a sight. The eggs were brightly colored, and Grandpa's hair had gone all white. He grinned and cleaned us up. I wiped the flour from his face. Let's take it step by step, as practice makes perfect, my dear Grace. We tried again and measured everything with scales and with scoops. The only thing that got mixed up this time was the batter. There were no oops. While Mom's cake baked, I made a card with my paint and glue. My oops are getting better. I had only spilled a few. Let's use some glitter, Grandpa said, so Mom's card really twinkles. Then we topped Mummy's cake with a candle frosting, chocolate, and some sprinkles. When Mom got home, the perfect cake was 2 layers high. The seeds were gone, the dog was clean, the washing was all dry. We shared the cake together, savoring love in every bite. Mom picked me up and told me she was proud. Then she hugged me very tight. Grandpa read me stories before tucking me in bed. He always said, "You are a special little angel, Gracie. Sweet dreams, you sleepyhead." The end.
Oh my goodness, that was so great. I love that Gracie's grandpa was always so kind to her, even when she made an oops. And I also love that her mom told her that she was so proud of her, because people can still be proud of us if we make mistakes, right?
Sure, and she's trying. She's just a little girl, and sometimes I think children don't want to try because they could spill something or they could make it. It's not perfect because they're little children, but that's how they learn and that's how they grow, and they just need a kind person in their lives to help them through all of their oops, so they have less and less as they go on. But we always have oops. Even at my age, sometimes I still do oops, you know?
Right. I know I do as well. And so how are you kind to yourself when you make a oops?
Sometimes I am. Sometimes I'm a little harder on myself than other people are because I think, well, I shouldn't have done that, or, you know, things should be easier now. But sometimes when I'm doing something new or something even that I've, you know, I'm not very experienced at, sometimes it can be a little difficult. So practice does make perfect, just like Grandpa told Gracie.
Right. But like you said as well, oops are part of the learning process. And I know that it can be really, really frustrating in the beginning when something is new, just like you said.
Sure. Yeah. And children have everything to learn, you know, whether they're baking or, like you said, planting flowers. I tried to pick things that children would kind of do as they were learning and having fun and sharing time with somebody in their family, their grown-ups, to do that too. You know, like, they always want to be helpers. It makes them feel good. It makes them feel like they're a big person, even though they're really a little person, you know?
Definitely. And I'd love to ask you one more question, which is, what is your advice to try to avoid making mistakes?
Well, I think being prepared, knowing sort of what you want to do. Like, there were a lot of times if Gracie had seen the water was on, to turn it off, or just to know, have everything a little more organized. But sometimes that's even hard, you know, if you want to bake something, have everything, enough room to bake everything, enough time to bake everything. I think sometimes we rush through things, and that kind of makes it a little more difficult. So, and I think adults can be very patient with the children. Give them the time to do it. Don't rush them. Kind of help them. If you see a mistake coming on, you can kind of, you know, intervene and avoid that. And then they're okay. And maybe the next time they really won't even be close to making a mistake, you know, whether it's painting. I taught children for a very long time. I taught 2.5 and 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, and then everything from K through 12. So obviously, as the children get older, their dexterity gets more refined, their talents, you know, everything kind of grows, but they've had to practice and they've had a lot of oops along the way. And I can tell that they're even more eager to try something new if they've had somebody patient with them while they were trying to learn in their younger years as well.
Definitely. So in order to avoid mistakes, it's important to take our time and be prepared. Well, thank you so much, Miss Terry, for sharing your beautiful book, Oops, with us. And if we want to see the beautiful illustrations and learn more about you and purchase the book, where would we go?
You can go to bestlittleonlinebookstore.com, or you can email me at sizemore3630@aol.com. And this book is available on Amazon. That's probably the quickest way to get it into your hands or your little one's hands, is it is on amazon.com under Oops and Terry Sizemore.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for sharing all of those things with us today. And thanks for being a guest on Reading with Rella B. I hope you come back and share more of your beautiful books with us soon.
Would love to. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. That was awesome. I hope you enjoyed this story as much as I did. And if you did, I'd love it if you took a second to rate and review this podcast. I'd also like to invite you to look in the description. You can find all of the information that has to do with our guest and this week's interactive activity in the description below. And just so you know, I would like to thank you for coming to listen to Reading with Rella B this week. And, oh! You know what time it is. It's time to find out our co-creators. Show us, co-creators, in the app. Tell me, tap, tap, tap. Hello, smartphone, tell us today. Did all our friends have fun and play? I hear my friends, Lillian, Aubrey, Gabriel, and Mateo had fun today. Won't you join us another day? Thank you so much for tuning in to Reading with Rella B. I really hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you next time. Toodles!